Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Kathy Rapp of the 65th Legislative District in Warren, Forest, and McKean counties. Representative Rapp, welcome to another report to your constituents. This week, we'd like to talk first about the policy committee hearing that was held earlier in the week on welfare fraud and abuse, looking for ways to ferret out that wasteful spending in that line item. Talk to us about the testimony that was given at this hearing and how that's going to lead us legislatively.
Thank you, Chuck. As many of my constituents may recall, back during the budget process, we had charged the Secretary of Public Welfare to find fraud within the agency. And we actually shifted some money around during the budget, taking money from what the governor had proposed to welfare and put it into education because of what the Auditor General had been saying for over a year, that he believed that the state could find over $400 million in welfare fraud in the system. And we heard testimony the other day from Deputy Secretary Tim Costa that that is indeed the case. They have found, just since July, 113 15,000 cases of medical assistance fraud. These were people that have died, should have no longer been on the rolls, people who were found ineligible. This is going to cost, just up to this point since July, the taxpayers of this Commonwealth around $25 million, where we can gear that money towards other services, money that is saved because of finding this welfare fraud within the state.
And it looks like with a number that large in just a short period of time that the $400 million will be pretty easy to find over the course of a year. Talk to us about what other problems we're finding and how we're going to move forward with this and allowing the Department of Welfare to police themselves here.
During the budget process, we gave them a charge for the year to find everywhere they could fraud within the system. So the Deputy Secretary and the Secretary will be continuing their investigation into medical assistance, into food stamp abuse, to cash assistance, and eventually even into the provider system. Because we also believe that there is fraud, not just within the recipients, those who are receiving the services, but also on the other end, those who are providing the services. So if we have to expand that, I think that's something that we're going to be willing to do down the road. We want to save the taxpayers money. We want them to keep whatever they can in their pocket. And when we fund these programs, we want that taxpayer hard-earned money to go to the truly needy, not to people who are defrauding the system. That's the goal here, and they're running that race to meet that goal. And I think we're going to be able to meet that $400 million when we look at other avenues and other branches within the system to find that fraud.
Another thing that has recently been a hot button issue in Harrisburg is a voucher program for the students who attend the worst performing schools in the state. Talk to us about the movement of this legislation and what's going on as far as school vouchers.
I've had a lot of phone calls, both pro and con, regarding this issue. People who are very concerned on both sides of the issue. Right now, Senate Bill 1 has passed the Senate. And I just want to remind constituents in the 65th Legislative District that Senate Bill 1 regarding vouchers is for students in the poorest school districts in the state. It was found that 143 schools were eligible, mostly in Philadelphia, Allegheny County, and Harrisburg. But there are other schools across the state, notably in Allentown, Chester, Erie, York, and even in Crawford County. This is not just about a voucher or taking money from public schools, but it's about making sure that our children receive an appropriate quality education. And if school districts are failing them, then those children, we need to do something. We've allowed the public schools to say that they're going to improve for years, but obviously they're still failing many of our children. And this is a way for us to take action to say, we believe that these students deserve an education, and these are some of our poorest children. They deserve a quality education. I don't know how this bill, what will happen when it reaches the Education Committee in the House. I'm sure there'll be a lot of concerns. We'll be looking at the language very carefully to see if we're going to be amending the bill in the House, but it did pass the Senate, so we'll see where it goes from here. The other issue that we're looking at that I would like to talk to my constituents about is redistricting. It's going to have a huge impact on those of us from the West because we've lost 3 seats because of population. So there are going to be some changes in the district lines for many of us, including myself and the constituents who reside in the 65th Legislative District. We will know by this weekend, and I myself do not know the finality of where those lines are drawn for the 65th Legislative District. Regardless, I will be looking forward to serving everyone who resides in the 65th.
Representative Rapp, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in next time for a legislative report with your state representative, Kathy Rapp.